Tampa Bay with Jack, Ted, and Sharon. Now continue.
640 and 970 WFLA. And the question is, what is inherently offensive about a memorial that contains the name and date of a deceased person? And that's the question we'd like to find out, because Jeff Jacobson, who's an employee of the Lisa McPherson Trust, experienced some difficulty trying to get a brick, a memorial brick with her name on it. The city of Clearwater, I guess not necessarily the city, but a group that is putting out these memorial bricks, turned them down. To tell us the story, Jeff Jacobson. Jeff?
Yeah, hi.
First of all, let me ask you this. Is this any kind of a sign of the kind of grip that Scientology has on Clearwater?
Well, I'm beginning to wonder.
Tell me what happened, first of all.
Okay, I think it was back in August. My friend and I attended a Citizens for a Better Clearwater meeting where they were explaining a project they had for downtown Clearwater to beautify this little alleyway off Cleveland Street. It's just near Fort Harrison Avenue.
Right.
And so they had this plan to put a brick floor into it, a mural on the wall, lots of plants and lighting and benches, things like that. Which, you know, we went and looked at the alley, and we thought, well, that's interesting. So the way they're going to raise funds for this is to sell bricks, where you could, you know, purchase a brick and put something you wanted on the message on it. I think they're $45 each. So in September, I decided I'd order one. I ordered one that says, "Remember Lisa McPherson."
That seems harmless enough.
Yeah.
Lisa McPherson, for folks that are brand new to the area, is a Scientologist who died at the hands of the Church of Scientology. She had become ill.
Well, while she was in the care of Scientology, but they were later exonerated.
They were later exonerated, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, there was a lot of questions surrounding her death.
So what happened after you tried to get her name?
A lot of questions surrounding the medical examiner, by the way, in Pasco and Pinellas County after that, too, changed her tune on that thing.
Yeah,
there's still a civil suit going on.
Yeah.
So in October, I purchased another brick for a friend, and that says, "In memory of Leo J. Ryan, who was a congressman that died at Jonestown."
Right.
But the brick just says, "In memory of Leo Ryan." Somewhere in between there, I sent a letter asking if the Scientology security cameras that are in this alley, because one of the walls is a Scientology building, if they would be staying. That's all they said. And they sent me a nice letter back thanking me for the bricks, and that they didn't know about the security cameras. So that's the extent of my conversations with Citizens for a Better Clearwater.
But then something else happened.
Yeah, then on I got a letter dated February 27th of this year, which told me, "Is sorry, your bricks suck." So,
well, they didn't use those words. They
just, well, I'll read the...
Yeah, read the thing, because I think when you read the thing, it pretty much tells you why they decided not to put in the Lisa McPherson brick.
Yeah, it's a short letter. Citizens for a Better Clearwater is a private, nonprofit organization committed to improving the city and forwarding a message of unity among its citizens and development for the downtown. We have reviewed your application along with your correspondence on the matter, and do not feel that we can accept donations for a brick from you and still maintain the message of community harmony that we seek.
Mm.
We are therefore returning your brick donations. So my two bricks would cause community disharmony.
Yeah, apparently. Basically they're saying we should not remember Lisa McPherson.
Yeah, don't piss off the Scientologists for you folks in Pinellas Park that might have trouble understanding.
With something as harmless as that, remember Lisa McPherson. I mean, she's a woman who died under tragic circumstances. It would seem you would maintain her memory regardless of who was at fault.
Well, the big question to me is then, who is Citizens for a Better Clearwater?
Well, that's a good question.
They obviously are working in conjunction with the city, because the city gave them permission to beautify this park. Which
are you alleging that Citizens for a Better Clearwater may be a Scientology front?
Well, I'd like to know who this community is they're talking about, because I don't believe that the community of Clearwater would care that my brick says, "Remember Lisa McPherson."
Yeah, I certainly think
and
that.
And I think the community of Scientology might.
Are you going to take this any further?
Well, I'm trying to figure out who this Citizens for a Better Clearwater is.
Have you called Brian Ongst?
No, not yet.
Maybe we can call him.
Okay, yeah, I would appreciate that. And I'm also looking for how they're connected to the city, what the connection with the city would be.
Jeff, we're going to stay in touch with you, man, because we're going to pursue this.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
It's 6:45 on 970 WFLA. That seems harmless. Remember Lisa McPherson? Lisa McPherson was wronged by anybody or anything like that. Just
certainly
remember
her. Credence to those that say Scientology has got a, you know, big grip on the city of Clearwater.
Yeah, maybe we can get old Brian Ongst on the phone to explain what this group is all about.